我们今天请到我们 Pastor Sam 为我们带来过神喜悦的生活，认识自己。经文出自在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第四节，我们请 Pastor Sam。
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
早上好。
I'm an ordained Baptist pastor. And this morning I feel like I'm in a Baptist church. Because in a Baptist church, most people sit in the back. And they don't sit in the front. And I'm wondering why. Do I smell? Or why are you all sitting in the back? But good to be here. Good to be here.
新牧师就说他是一个浸信会的牧师，他今天来到我们教会，感觉很像是一个普通的浸信会的这种崇拜，因为大家都坐在后面，但是他很高兴来到DC 跟大家。
Yes, good to see every single one of you, and I pray that the Lord will bless each one of us. I want to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 only. Someone told me that GCC was going through Thessalonians or have gone through it.So I thought I'll pick a verse from there and share with you. And today's message is a series that I'm doing with our English congregation. And I want to share it with you. And next time when I come, I want to just add on to the sermons that I'm sharing with you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 4 says, For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you.
信牧师就说是他知道我们教会正在学习帖撒罗尼迦，所以说他也就选了一个帖撒罗尼迦前书的一章经文，而且就是他今天跟我们分享的，也是他在 DC 教会已经是分享的一个系列。经文是现在经文是帖撒罗尼迦前书一章四节，神所爱的弟兄们，我们知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Man, well, I think we need to give a hand to our interpreter here, because that was so long. I totally forgot he was here.And I just kept going, so I'm so sorry. How many of you agree that God wants you to live a fulfilled life?
你们大家是不是都觉得神要我们过一个很有意义的生活？
How many of you agree that God wants you to live a significant life?
是不是大家也都同意神让我们过的一个很有价值的生活？
Would you agree that God wants you to live a successful life?
神是不是也让我们过一个很有成功的生活？
As far as I can tell from the Bible, God desires each one of us to live a great life, a life of fulfillment and significance.
从我来看来，就是圣经告诉我们，希望我们每个人都过一个很成功、很有意义的生活。
When I read the Bible, I don't see a God who just wants us to barely make it every day. He wants to give us abundant life, according to John 10:10.
就是说圣经告诉不是让我们仅仅是在这个世上能够生存下去，而神希望我们的是能够过一个很有意义的成功的生活。
One of my favorite verses from the Bible comes from Acts chapter 13:36, where he says, For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers.
就是我很喜欢的一个经文是在使徒行传13:36，就是大卫在他自己的世代里遵循了神的计划，就睡了，归回到他列祖那里，见到了坏血。
So one day when I stand before God, and that day will come, hopefully later than sooner, but that day will come. And when that comes, I want Jesus to be able to say to me, Sam, my good and faithful servant, you have served me in the purpose that I've given you. Come into the joy of your master.
就是有一天，我也希望就是说是能够。回到希望是有一天我也会见到神，但是我希望他是晚一点来，但是我希望见到神的时候，神会告诉我说，良善忠心的仆人，你是在这个世上你行了我所要你做的事情。
But the purpose cannot be known until you know who you are.
你的目的可能是除非你知道你是谁，但是你在这个人生的在这个世上你的目的不见得会行得出来。
And the kind of life that God wants to live begins with understanding who we are in Jesus Christ.
神让你过的生活是要你知道你是谁。
With that said, I want to show you a video. You don't have to say a lot. Just, it's about how people see themselves in this world.
下面我们要看一段录像，是就是世上大家是怎么看待自己。
I'm a forensic artist, worked for the San Jose Police Department from 1995 to 2011.
I showed up to a place I'd never been, and there was a guy with a drafting board. We couldn't see them, they couldn't see us.
Tell me about your hair.
I didn't know what he was doing, but then I could tell after several questions that he was drawing me.
Tell me about your chin.
It kind of protrudes a little bit, especially when I smile.
Your jaw?
My mom told me I had a big jaw.
What would be your most prominent feature?
Kind of have a fat, rounder face.
The older I've gotten, the more freckles I've gotten.
I would say I have a pretty big forehead.
Once I get a sketch, I say thank you very much, and then they leave. I don't see them.
All I had been told before the sketch was to get friendly with this other woman, Chloe.
Today I'm going to ask you some questions about the person you met earlier, and I'm going to ask you some general questions about their face.
She was thin, so you could see her cheekbones.
And her chin?
It was a nice, thin chin.
She had nice eyes. They lit up when she spoke.
Cute nose.
She had blue eyes, very nice blue eyes.
So here we go. This...This is a sketch that you helped me create. And then that's a sketch that somebody described to you.
Yes. Closed off and fatter. Sadder, too. The second one looks more open, friendly, and happy.
Mm-hmm. I should be more grateful of my natural beauty. It impacts the choices and friends that we make, the jobs we apply for, how we treat our children. It impacts everything. Couldn't be more critical to your happiness.
Do you think you're more beautiful than you say?
Yeah.
Describe your chin.
I've been told I have a broad jaw.
How would you describe your nostrils?
Feral, I think.
Tell me about your eyebrows.
They're like two dark lines of hair.
I have above average eyelash length.
Ruddy cheeks?
Today I'm going to ask you some questions about a person you met earlier. And I'm going to ask you some general questions about his face.
His eyes were beady.
Soulless eyes.
Like a raptor, like a bird of prey. Sort of beak nose.
His nostrils were huge.
Completely colorless. It was like he had just seen a ghost or he'd never stepped outside in his entire life.
Did have white teeth.
So here we are. This is the sketch that you helped me create. And that's the sketch that somebody described of you.
Wait, what?
I'm a lot better looking than that.
Really?
I'm a lot better looking than I thought I was.
You're actually the other one?
Nah, are you sure?
Like, it wasn't...
Nah, you're pretty sure.
Yeah, you suck at drawing.
Interesting, that's how it works, right? Women always think they're less than who they are, and men have tendency to think they're more than who they are.
这很有趣的事情就是说是女士们往往认为是她们没有她们真实的那么好看，但是男士们往往认为她们比她们真实的更加的英俊。
Andrea Margaret from Daily Mail writes that 96% of all women think they're just average and ordinary.Think about that. All around the world, 96% of women say, I'm whatever. But the only four person thinks that they're beautiful.
就是说每日镜报的一个作者他做了一个统计，就是说96%的女士们都觉得她们自己就是很普通并不好看，只有4%人认为自己是美丽的。
When I used to do youth ministry, we had very thin girls.
我曾经做过关于那个青少年的团契，有些女孩子特别的那个单薄消瘦。
But they always tell me how fat they are.
即使是这样，他们还是经常觉得自己告诉我，就是说他是他们觉得自己太胖。
It's such a weird thing. Girls can be a very thin, very beautiful, ideal figure, and they look at themselves mirror, and then all they see is one fat spot right here, right?
就说很多女孩子她们已经其实是身材很好的话，各方面都很好，但是她们看见自己的那个镜子里面，就发觉自己身上还有一些一点不完美的地方。
But the guys go and you know, they're like really big like I am, they're fat, and they look at themselves in the mirror and they see one muscle right here and they're so proud of it.
就男士们往往是觉得虽然是自己有些肥胖，但是他们看到镜子里面的时候，他们突然就觉得我的手臂上还是有肌肉的。这种
And that has to do with how we view ourselves, and most psychologists will agree that how you view yourself is critical to how you determine whether you live a personally healthy and happy life.
就是说很多这个我们自己怎么自我的形象对我们怎么看待自己看待这个世界都是十分重要的。
And when you believe in the person that God has created you to be and believe in the person that he has made you in Jesus Christ, I believe you and I will live a healthier and more meaningful life.
就是如果你相信神所创造你的是谁，就是说神在神眼中你是谁，你会过一个更加健康更加有意义的生活。
Because how you view yourself will fundamentally affect the quality of life that you live.
你自我的形象会根本上改变你生活的质量。
On June 25th of this year, it's not out yet, there's going to be a book called Gentleman, and a Thief by Dean Jobs. And this book is about, it takes place in 1920s, chronicling and talking about a person named Barry Arthur. And Arthur Barry was a handsome gentleman.
这是在今年6月25号会有一本新的书，这本书名是《绅士和小偷》。它是讲述在上个世纪20年代的一个窃贼，他的名字叫亚瑟·Barry。
Arthur Barry would hang out with New York's millionaires and celebrities, and he'll go to their parties. And meanwhile, while he's there, he's looking around the house to see how he can steal from them.
就说他是经常是在跟纽约的名流、百万富翁或者是社会显达，参加他们的这个聚会。在他们在参加聚会的时候，他就会look around， 就说是东找西看看有没有偷窃的机会。
So he'll put on a tuxedo, go to a nice party thrown up by these millionaires, and then while he's there, he's figuring out how much can I steal from him.
他就会穿上一个很燕尾服，参加各种各样的聚会。他在那个参加聚会的时候，他就会四处琢磨怎么去偷窃。
So in span of 7 years, he stole diamonds and jewelries and other precious gems that's worth about $60 million today.
就是在7年中间，他偷窃了很多钻石、珠宝。价值就是将近6000万，从现在的价值。
So his reputation grows, and people are talking about him, and they're saying Arthur Barry, he only steals from the richest of rich.
就他的声名是日渐的显赫，大家都知道他仅仅偷窃那些最最富有的人。
And then there is a status now being developed that if you were robbed by Arthur Barry, you're considered rich of rich.
他反而是就是说一个很奇怪的这种现象出现，就是说是如果你被Arthur Barry 给偷窃的话，就说明你真的是很有钱。
So robbery victim Dorothy Livermore said of him, "I know he's terrible, but isn't he charming?"
有一个就是他那个偷窃的这个受害者，就说是在接受采访的时候说。他真是一个很糟糕的人，但是他确实是很有魅力。
So if you're robbed by Arthur Barry, you go to your neighbor and say, guess what? My house was robbed yesterday by Arthur Barry. Isn't that great?
就是说是如果反而是成了一个这种现象，就是说如果你被 Arthur Barry 偷窃的话，你反而会到你的邻居那里去，有点吹嘘的样子。我的房子昨天被 Arthur Barry 给偷窃。
Because now people know you're the rich person, right? But then one day Arthur Berry was stealing again and he got shot 3 times. And then he was sent to jail, but before he went there, he said, I'm never going to do this again. And then 2 years into prison cell, he found out that his wife was sick, so he escaped prison and went to his wife.
就是他在监狱服刑了2年之后, 他得到消息说他的太太, 生病了。
And then he disappeared.
然后他就越狱, 成功的越狱, 然后他就消失了。
And then one day a jealous woman turned him in.
但是有一天的话, 他又被人举报, 他又被抓到了。
And then for 18 years he lived in prison, and when he came out, he did not go back to his old life.
就是说他在监狱里服刑了18年, 他服刑出来以后, 他再也没有行窃。
Eventually the word got out that Arthur Berry was living among them, the gentleman's thief.
就是说消息慢慢传出来，就是说 Arthur Berry 是过着一个平静的生活，生活在 他的社区里面。And
all these reporters came and started to ask him questions.
很多这个记者就来开始问他问题，知道这个消息以后。And
one reporter asked this penetrating question: Mr. Berry, you stole from a lot of wealthy people during your years as a thief, but I'm curious to know if you remember the one from whom you stole the most.
有个记者就提了一个很尖锐的问题，就是说是 Arthur Berry 先生，你偷窃了很多人，就说是从谁那里你偷窃的最多。
With some thoughtful moment, he said this: The man from whom I stole the most was Arthur Berry. I could have been a successful businessman, a contributing member of society, but instead I chose the life of thief and spent 2/3 of my adult life behind bars.
他想了一下说，就是说是他偷窃最多的这个人就是他自己。 他认为是他可以成为一个成功的商人或者对社会有贡献的人，但结果事实上是他把他1/3的这种成年人的生活都待在了监狱里面。
Let me tell you about another thief. They're all over the world. There may be some in here.
我来告诉另外一个，就是说窃贼，他是在全世界各地都有，有些他也可能就在我们中间。
What would you call a person who does not maximize the potential that God has given him or her and just live any way they want?
你怎么样称呼这样一个人，就是他没有真正的把神赋予给他的价值给实现出来，只是过自己想过的生活。
What would you call a person who is wasting that short time we have on this earth and not maximize the time that God has given us?
你怎么样就称呼这样的一个人，他把我们在世上短暂的时间没有很好的利用。
Wouldn't you say he's stealing from himself?
你会不会说他确实在偷窃，从自己那里偷窃？
And if you think about it, stealing from his loved ones and the society that we live in?
确实是从周围的人和从社会的角度来讲，他确实在做这样的事情。
Unless you understand who you are in Christ, that's the kind of life we end up living.
除非你知道你在神的眼里面是什么，是谁，你就会过出这样的生活。
You're going to chase after everything the world offers you, and you'll get to the top of the ladder, and you don't know why you're there.
就是说你会追逐世上所谓的价值，即使你到了所谓的，就是说是这个梯子的顶端，你也不知道你为什么要做这些事情。
I guess in the world's term, how many of you want to get rich?
你们多少人希望得到变得很富有？
Raise your hand if you want to get rich.
举手的话。
Four hands.
只有四个人想得到。
Either you're already rich or you're lying.
要么你已经很富有的话，要么你在撒谎。
There's nothing wrong with it. The bigger question is, why do you want to get rich?
就是说想富有的话，并不是一个问题，就是说你要知道为什么你想变得比较富有。
How many of you want a big house?
你们多少人希望有个大的房子？
Raise your hand if you want a big house. Four hands again.
又是只有四个人想住大的房子。
Some of you have big houses, and some of you are lying. Right? The better question is, why do you want it? What's the reason that you want all this? You will not know that unless you know who you are in Christ Jesus. It's interesting how when we view God, we tend to think God wants to always point out what we're doing wrong.
就是说我们看神的时候，我们经常会有个错误的这种认知，就是说是神总是要指出我们什么地方做的不好。
When I was a teenager, I thought God was always looking at me to see if I sin, and then just kind of smash me afterwards.
在我是青少年的时候，我总觉得神就是说是一直在找我的问题。如果发现我的问题的时候，就开始对我有惩罚。
But I read the Bible is totally opposite of that. God wants to lift me up. He comes to a person like Peter who always mistake and says, "You are well." He was called Simon. You're going to be Peter from now. You're going to be my rock. He comes to a guy like Gideon and says, "You're not the weak guy. You're my mighty warrior."
就是说，在我真正的学习圣经的时候，我知道神他要做的是建造我。就像彼得一样，他曾经叫西门，但是神告诉他，你就是彼得，在你的石岩石上面，我要建立我的教会。还有一个叫基甸，他是一个神。
I have the privilege of serving some of your youth kids. They're in there right now.
我曾经在青少带领青少年团契。
And they say, I asked them, "Hey, what's the worst thing your parents do that you don't like?"
我曾经问他们就说你父母对你做的事情，你最不喜欢的是什么
？You know what they say?How many can guess?
你们猜一猜他们的回答是什么
？I hate it when they compare me with somebody.
就是说是他们最不喜欢的事，就是父母把他们和别的孩子做互相的比较。
Why can't you be like so and so?
父母经常会说，你为什么不能像就是说别人家的孩子
？Why don't you study like him?
就像别人那么刻苦努力的学习。
And that's all they hear, so they think.If I want my parents' love, I need to get the straight A that they want.
就这样，他们就有一个错误的认知，就说是如果我要得到父母的爱，我必须要所有的成绩都拿到 A.
And learning is not fun anymore. Learning becomes a duty.
这样的话，就是学习不再成为一个有趣的事情，反而成了一个责任。
I wonder that's what happens to us when we become Christians, that we make serving God into a duty.Because we don't understand that God loves me and loves you the way you are.
这样我们的一个错误认知就是我们在成为基督徒之后，我们没有意识到，如果我们意识到神是爱我们的话，我们就往往把所有的我们做的一切事情都看成了一个重担和责任。
So let me quickly give you how we ought to see ourselves so that we value who we are as God sees us.
最后给大家讲一讲，就是说我们应该怎么样看待自己。
What established our value, number one, is already up there, is God establishes your value.
就是神赋予我们的价值。
God created male and female, right, in his own image. In the image of likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him.
就是神照着自己的形象创造人，就是照着神的形象创造了他，他所创造的有男有女。
Out of all the creation, the apex, the center of creation ends with humanity as he makes him into likeness of himself.
在神所有的创造中，神创造的最顶端的是，人，是因为他是照着他的形象创造的。
I don't know if you watch this show called Antique Show on Channel 9, but it's a show about people who goes to like these thrift stores or garage sales and they buy something they like, and then they bring it to this show, and the expert looks at it and go, "Wow, how much did you pay for this? $5? This is worth." $10,000.
就是说曾经有一个这个古董关于这个古董的一个节目，才不知道大家有没有看，就是说是有些大家会在一个便宜的这种 garage sale 这地方买一些很便宜的东西，可能是有可能是你只花了5块钱，然后这个专家给你鉴定之后就说是可能值10,000块钱。
Well, there's an American tourist who went to Paris. She goes to a small shop and buys this little jewelry.
有一个美国的旅客，他去了法国，他在一个很小的一个店里面买了一个小小的饰物。
And she comes back to America, and she's kind of curious, right? And she has some curiosity happening, so she takes it to an appraiser.
他是回到美国以后，他就把他他感到很好奇，就说就把他带到一个鉴赏家里面去，想估一下这个到底值多少钱。
And the appraiser looks at it and goes, "I'll give you $25,000 for this."
这个鉴定家就看了一下以后就说我要给你25,000块。
And she was so surprised she took it to another appraiser and he said the same thing.
他感到很奇怪，就是说他又去另外找了一个鉴赏家来鉴定这个。
So the woman asked, "What is so special about this necklace?"
他就问说这个就是说项链为什么这么的有什么特别的地方。
The jeweler called her over and said, "Look through this magnifying glass."
这个鉴赏家就把他叫过来通过这个显微镜来看。
And on the necklace was this inscription from Napoleon Bonaparte to Josephine.
就说在那个他通过放大镜看过来之后，就上面写的一个铭文，就是说是从拿破仑波拿波送给约瑟夫。
The value of necklace came from the identification with a famous person.
就是说这个价值项链的价值是因为它曾经跟一个很有名的人有关联。
My friends, you are designed and created by God Himself.
就是说弟兄姊妹们，我们是都是神所创造的。
So say words to bless each other.
我们要互相彼此祝福。
Say words of encouragement to each other.
我们要彼此说互相鼓励的话语。
Don't bring people down because they're not like you.
不要就是说是把彼此互相批评。因为他不喜欢你。
You're dealing with people who are made in the image of God.
你们在互相相处的时候，你们要认识到对方就是在神的是靠神的这个形象所创造出来的。
Number two, the cross defines your worth.
就是第二点，就是说十字架赋予我们的价值。
Let me show you a picture of a card. It's a Pokemon card.
我来给大家显示一个照片，这个是叫Pokemon 这个卡片。
How many of your children played with Pokemon card?That's some of them, right? Did you throw them away? You know how much this is worth? It's worth $5.3 million.
So, 这个现在显示出来这个Pokemon card, Pokemon 卡片值500多万。
$5.2 million for a card? What do people do with these cards? They just look at it, right? Whoa, $5.2 million. And then I thought about all the Pokemon cards I had. And the ones that my mom threw it away.
就这个这一个卡片就是500多万，就是说他就想，我自己曾经也有这些卡片，但是我的妈妈都把全部给扔掉了。
I think I might be rich.
如果还留着它的话，我可能现在很富有。
You know why this is worth $5.2 million? It's because there's somebody out there who's willing to pay that much for this card.
你知道为什么它值五百多万吗？是因为在世上有人愿意出这个价值。
This one card is worth more than all of your houses.
这一个卡片比你的所有的房子都要值钱很多。
Imagine that. It's worth $5.2 million because somebody's willing to pay. How much are you worth? Put a number. How much are you worth?
现在你想一想你值多少钱，给自己打一个数字。
How many of you say, I'm worth $1 billion?
有没有人说自己值$10 billion?
$10 billion?
或者$100 billion?
Would you trade your life for $1 trillion?
或者是用你的生命来换$10 billion?
But don't we do that every single day? We trade our life chasing after things that this world says you ought to chase after, spending time in the things that ultimately will not fulfill us.
就说其实我们在这个世上有很多事，我们做的事情就是在追逐世上这种没有永久价值的事情。
Would you die for your kids?
你会不会为你的子女而死？
Okay, let me raise your hand if you're going to die for your kids. I just want to see who good parents are.
有没有人愿意这样，就是说我是就是说我想看看有没有这么好的父母。
Of course you'll die for your kids, because their life is worth more than yours.
就当然你愿意为你的子女而死，因为你觉得他们的生命比你的生命更有价值。
And this is what I know about you and I. That you have a price tag, but it's not a number. It's a name, and that name is Jesus.
这我们知道我们是无价的，我们是基督赎来的。
1 Corinthians says this, Do you not know that your body is a sanctuary of Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. What was that price? Life of Jesus Christ, and therefore glorify God in your body. So when they say, How much does God love you this much? And then he died on the cross for you, because that's your value.
是哥林多前书六章十九节，你们不知道你们的身体就是那位住在你们里面的圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是你们从神那里领受的。你们不是属于自己的，因为你们是用重价买来的，所以你们务要用自己的身体荣耀神。
So stop selling yourself cheap.
不要把自己看得很廉价。
And treat each other with that kind of value.
然后彼此互相对待的时候，也要把对方看为是至宝的。
And that includes your kids.
同时这样，这就包括你也这样的对待你的子女。
Would you like it if I compared you with somebody?
如果我把你跟别人比较的话，你会不会喜欢这样？
All the men who are married, who's the most beautiful person in your life?
就说是已婚的男士，你认为是最漂亮的人是谁？
Who is it? I should just go around and ask you one by one.
到底是谁？大家没人不回答，要一个问过来。
And if it's not your wife, then you have the wrong value.
如果你认为最美丽的人不是你的妻子的话，那你的价值观就是不对的。
I could ask the same thing from the women. Who's the most handsome man in your life if you're married?
就是说是已婚的女士，我也可以问同样的问题：你认为谁是最英俊的男士？
If it's not your husband, you got the wrong value.
如果你的丈夫不是最在你眼里面最英俊的话，那你的价值观也是不对的。
And that's a healthy value. Who's the most amazing kid in your life?
就是说，在你看来，谁是最好的孩子是谁？
Your neighbor's kid?
是不是邻居的孩子？
I hope it's your kid. Right? It's the most amazing kid that God has gifted you, and we ought to treat one another in that manner. Quickly, let me share with you how you can. How does God feel about you? And we're going to close, okay? Because I've gone too long. Because you keep telling me I'm too short. Not physically, but my messages are too short. Right? So I wanted to make it longer, but then I don't want to make it too long.
Right? So
let me quickly go through it, because I don't go through it too much, okay? Because that was introduction. Now the meal part comes out. So if you want to develop a healthy self-image, then you need to know how God sees you, because that's what's most important in our life. Number one, you have to know that God loves you. For God so loved the world, He gave His Son. He loves you.
因为是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
God demonstrated His own love in that while we were sinners, He gave His Son.
事实说，在我们还是罪人的时候，他就把自己的独生子给了我们。
He gave up His Son for your life.
就他把自己的独生子给了我们，使我们能够得到生命。
All right, parents, would you exchange your kid's life with your neighbor's kid's life? The answer is no. Thank you for being honest.
Right?
Absolutely no. Absolutely no. But God says your life is worth more than my son, in a sense.
Number two,
how does God view you? He values you.
第二点是神看重你。Again,
I just remind us, the cross continue to remind us how much God values us.
就十字架会经常地提醒我们神是多么地看重我们。Matthew
6:26 says, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap or gather in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?
就马太福音第六章26节，你们看天空的飞鸟，他们不撒种，不收割，也不收进仓里。 你们的天父尚且养活他们，难道你们不比他们更宝贵吗？
This is a section where Jesus says this, stop running to gain all these things. Don't you know that the Father in heaven loves you? Don't you know? Look at the field, He takes care of them. Look at the birds, He takes care of them. How much more will He not take care of you? And then there's that famous verse every single one of us know from Matthew chapter 6:33. Seek ye the first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will what? Add the other stuff into your life.
就是说我们不要追逐世上这种没有价值的东西，因为既然天父已经看过天空的飞鸟，他们其实是天父是更加看重我们。我们也知道，就是马太福音有一个很著名的章节，就是说我要先求他的国和他的义，你所有的一切都会加添给你。
You memorize all that? That's great. That's amazing. Man, I had to memorize it in English, and wow. Number three, God forgives you. God forgives you.
Right? 第三点是神赦免你。
You don't know what I've done, and I'm a pastor, right?
我是一个牧师，你不知道我曾经做过的事情。
None of us can sit next to each other if everybody knew what exactly took place in our life when it comes to sin.
就是说是我们现在坐在，如果我们知道我们自己彼此曾经犯过的罪，我们不会坐在一起。If
everybody knew what went through your mind and your heart, do you think they can sit next to you?
如果别人知道你曾经想过的事情，做过的事情，在你的脑海里面的事情的话，他们可能不会坐在你旁边了。
I mean, you could answer that for yourself.
你可以回答这个问题。
And yet we have this holy God who cannot stand sin. And He says this, if you will come and confess your sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive of all of unrighteousness.
但是我们有这样的一个天父，他是一点的不能够容忍一点的过犯的。他却告诉我们说，如果你忏悔来到他面前，他会赦免你一切的罪过。
for you and I who sin a lot, this is probably one of the key verses that frees me, that we don't have to live in guilt and shame every single day.
对于我们来说，我们曾经经常犯罪的人，这一点是对我们来说是很重要的一个经文。
Lastly, God changes you.
最后一点是神会改变你。
Deuteronomy chapter 26:18, Yahweh has today declared you to his people a treasure possession, and he promised you that you should keep all his commandments.
申命记就说，耶和华今日照着他的应许你的，也承认了你是他珍贵的子民。
The Bible tells us that in Jesus Christ, the old is gone, the new has come, and you're a new creation.
就是说圣经告诉我们，旧的已经过去，新的要来，你是一个新的创造。
What that does is that it means that regeneration is possible for us. We can have a better life, a bigger life, a life that pleases God.
就是告诉我们，就是说重生是可以的，我们可以有一个更丰盛、更美好的生命。
And the Bible tells us we are His possession.
圣经告诉我们，我们是神的子民。
And with grace, He declared over us that we belong to Him.
就是我们是属于神的。
And He's calling us to live life worthy of that family association.
他告诉我们要我们的行为和生命要跟属神的子民这个身份要相称。
Let me tell you one more illustration, and we're done. There's a story about a tattoo parlor in Hong Kong. Kowloon, Hong Kong.
就是一个故事，是关于在香港九龙的一个纹身店的事情。
In the window, there was a display of various tattoos you can get at this store.
就是在它的橱窗里面有很多你可以得到的各种纹身的图案。
There were pictures of arm, there were pictures of anchors, there were pictures of flag and mermaid, all kinds of stuff that you want to, if you want a tattoo, you can put on.
就是也通常我们所见到的大家喜欢用的纹身的各种各样的图案。
And one of these tattoos they can get was basically this, a phrase, born to lose.
有一个可以得到的一个这个纹身的这个字句，就是说是生来就是一个失败。
And this man who saw this tattoo was so shocked, he went inside and asked the Chinese tattoo artist, is there anyone who actually want this phrase on their body?
就是说这个故事的主角他看到了这个文字以后觉得很 很奇怪，他就跑进去问这个纹身店的主人说：“真的有人愿意说把这个生来就会注定要输的这个刻在自己的身上吗？”
And the tattoo artist said yes. And the man was so surprised, and he said, "How can anyone in their right mind would want to have born to lose on their arms?"
这个主人公就说是他很奇怪，就是怎么会有人愿意，就是头脑还思维还正确的话，会愿意把这个。 生来就输的这个字刻在自己的手臂上。
And the Chinese tattoo artist simply tapped his forehead and said in broken English, "Before tattoo on body, tattoo on mind."
就是说这个纹身店的主人就是说是敲了敲自己的脑门，就是说是，但他们把这个生来就输的这个字刻在自己手臂上之前，他们已经把这个刻在了自己的脑海里。
And I tell you, a lot of Christians have bad tattoos in their minds.
就说是很多基督徒的话，有一个很不好的纹身在他们自己的心灵里面。My
friends, if you don't like who you are, go back to the scripture.
说朋友们，如果你不喜欢你现在的样子，你应该回到经文里面。You
know what I found out in life is that people who are mean to others don't have a good view of who they are.
就我的自己的观察是，如果这个一个人对周围的人不好的话，他往往对自我的这种形象。
Let us go back to the scripture and become the person that God has called us to be.
就让我们回到经文里面，能够使我们成为神所要我们成为的形式。
It has nothing to do with how much you have, but who you are in God.
这跟你拥有的，在世上拥有的东西多少没有关系，而是在神在眼里面你是什么样的人。
I pray that maybe some of you are thinking, well, I'm kind of old, I don't need this message.
其中有些人可能会觉得，我已经年纪很大了，我不需要这样的信息。
I'll tell you right now, you need it. More importantly, people around you need it.
就是说我告诉你，你需要这样的信息。更重要的是，你周围的人也需要，亲人需要这样的信息。
And your children need to hear that from you.
你的孩子也需要从你那里听到这样的信息。
And kids are really weird because you say it, it looks like they're not listening to you.
就孩子们会很奇怪，你有时候经常说，他们好像根本就听不进去。
But they are.
但他们其实是会听进去的。
In the moments of trouble, they will know, oh, my mom said I am her favorite.
就在他们遇到困难的时候，他们会想起啊，我的母亲告诉我，我是我母亲最钟爱的孩子。
My dad told me I'm so beautiful. I don't care what this guy says.
就他一个女儿会想起说，我的父亲觉得我是最美丽的。他不管是别人是怎么告诉我。
Parents continue to think that their kids' parents, their kids' friends influence them more than them.
就是说，父母经常会觉得孩子们的朋友对他们的影响很大。
But survey after survey continue to let us know that when the critical time comes for your children to make decision, the person that makes the most influence is not a pastor, it's the parent.
就是，但是很多的这个调查表明，说在孩子遇到人生中的重大抉择的时候，更重要的是父母对他们是最重要的影响者。
So if you're married, tell your spouse how beautiful and handsome they are.
如果你是已经结婚有家庭的话，告诉你的配偶他们是多么的美丽和英俊。
You want to try that right now? Why are you laughing? I'm serious. Some of you are like sitting away from your husband and your wife. What does that mean? All right? You ought to. Like, if you're, like, I'm serious. If you're sitting next to your husband, your wife right now, tell them how beautiful and handsome they are. I'll give you 2 seconds. 1, 2, done. Right? That's how easy it is. But we don't even do that. Right? And if your children are with you, because they're not old enough to go to college yet, go home today and tell them how wonderful they are to you and how God has gifted you.With amazing child.
如果你的孩子还没有上大学的话，今天回到家里面告诉他们，他们是多么美好的孩子，是神赐给你的美好的礼物。
And if your kids have grown and they're in college and are married, you know what cell phones are for? For that. Give them a call and tell them how wonderful and beautiful they are.
就说如果你的孩子不在你身边的话，你也知道可以用打电话来给他告诉他们，他们是多么的美好。
And maybe if you keep doing that, one day you stand in front of a mirror every morning and go, wow, God did a good job on me.
如果你经常坚持做这样的事情，有一天你会在看照镜子去说，神是我们觉得自己都是神美好的创造。
Remember, God chose you because you are loved by him. Amen?
神拣选了你是因为神爱你。
Let me close and I'll pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. The message went a lot longer than I wanted to.But God, I believe that's because we needed to hear it. So often our lives are filled with comparisons. I don't have this and I don't have that. They have so much, I have so little. And yet, God, you're reminding us, it's not about that. What life is about is finding ourselves in you through Jesus Christ and living our lives to the fullest potential through Jesus Christ so that our lives will matter to those around us. Help us to treat ourselves well. Help us to treat others well.So God, that Christ's love may be reflected wherever we go. In Jesus' name we pray.